are back. It's Tom Chenault's Marianne Niehaus. Wow. Unbelievable show, huh?
Yeah, no, and I really enjoyed listening to him speak at the Eric Worre event, and it was even more pleasurable to have him on the show today.
So talk to me about what you got out of that. Inside of everything that you're doing in your business, I think you're doing more right than you're doing wrong. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and a lot of it is because that's the way we are being coached. You know, you and Denise standing, as leaders at the front of the room. I can't say that I learned anything new. I mean, I expanded on a lot of different things, and listening to people speak, sometimes there's certain things that you just grasp. But really, the way to do this business, that's the way I do it, and that's the way you teach us to do it. And it's about relationships, and it's really so much bigger. We've had so many great guests on here, and we've talked about the code of ethics, but what Brian is talking about is it's so much bigger than who you are as an individual.
And the reason I love this book is because all of us know, every one of you listeners know what to do. And just implementing what to do, and the validation that he wrote in this book about there aren't any secrets in Eric Worre or in Brian Carruthers, or especially in including Tom Chenault. Everything I say is complete plagiarism. I don't have an original thought. And I like that about me, because I've learned from people like Brian Carruthers and people like Eric Worre, and I'm using those names because we used them earlier, and the Garrett McGraths of the world and the Doug Ridleys and Steve Wallach.
Keith Halls. Yeah.
It's insane. Barb and Dave Pitcock. I keep thinking about all the books that are just sitting on my desk right now. And inside of that, I want you guys to know that it's not just noise when I'm telling you to read books every day. And find a book that you love and have it circulate through your group. I mean, I hate to think of how many books of The Power of Who I sold, how many of Robert Crisp books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, I've sold, how many of GoPro by Eric Worre I've sold, and now this book by Brian Carruthers called Building an Empire. I mean, I fall in love with books that make a difference for my team, because we are building teams here. And when you, there's a book that we're currently falling in love with called Team Code of Honor, that I'm going to get this guy named Blair Singer on the air, and you are going to love this guy, because it is the foundation of who you are and who your team is, and you're going to want to read that book too. But I turn into a maniac on books, don't I?
Oh, yeah, you do. And, here's what I've discovered over the years. A lot of these guys, they write these books. They're not writing these books to make money. That's not why they're doing it. They're writing books to share the information that they've learned to help you move forward in your business, move forward in whatever it is that you want to, learn about. And so reading these books, and I think, Brian said that, pick 4, 5, 6 books that you really love, and just keep reading those over and over again.
That's so funny that you just said that. If you're reading the book for the money, if you wrote a book for the money, you're not the guy.
No, you're not.
Jordan Adler gives 100% of his money away on his book that he wrote. All these people, I saw Steve Scholes just wrote a new book. Whatever it is, these guys have so much dough, and they want to give back. And most of them give all the proceeds from the books to charity. And the guy that's making the living off the book he just wrote never built a big residual income and hung on to it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to do that.
Right.
And that's something to think about. And who these guys are philanthropically is pretty important stuff. And, we should have asked Brian Carruthers, because he did say he made a lot of money. He said something else profound. He said that he's been in the business for 20 years, and he's signed up 1,400 people, which is almost 100 a year. And he's got 375,000 people in his organization. I want you to think about that a little bit, because we all think that you've got to be this huge guy that's recruiting all day long and acting like a crazed Mooney. But that's pretty surgical. And I guarantee you, 1,400 people aren't successful that he brought into the business. Probably a handful or two are. And those are the ones that drove their people to become 375,000 people. And it was the system that made the difference. It was putting them into that, the funnel is the prospect, and then it comes out at the very small number at the bottom, and those are the people that you're training and developing. And that's a pretty small number inside of the whole big picture. And what we all need to remember is if you want to make $20,000 a month as a network marketer, you're just simply finding four people that want to earn $5,000 a month each and get them there from here. So you don't have to be this crazy throw-it-against-the-wall goofball at Starbucks. You have to be interested, as Tim Sales says, not interesting. And that's the most important part. Would you agree, Mary?
Well, yeah, and I think what you were saying, too, you know, you guys were talking about you want to have like 100 thousandaires. What does that mean? You know, $1,000 can change people's lives. And so you're developing those 100,000-aires, and then you're building from that. Because like you said, some people are going to come in, they're going to want to make 20, some only 5, and some are going to want to make a whole heck of a lot of money. And in this business, you can do it.
Yep. We've got Kim Kiyosaki next week. Obviously, last week you heard Robert, her husband. Kim Kiyosaki is a beast. You are going to love her. She just doesn't believe that you need a man in order to have a great life. You want a man, but you don't need a man. And there's a big difference. And I'll tell you, I wanted my daughter's reading the book. I had her read it because I'll tell you, her having her own money and her own life and then finding a man that she just loves for the sake of loving him is what I want it to be like, just like my marriage with my wife. I want that for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for doing this show with me again, Marianne. You've been a beast.
Thanks, Tom.
I keep saying beast today. I don't know why.
Beast.
I did that on purpose. All right. We'll see everybody next week on the Tom Chenault Show with Kim Kiyosaki.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. This is Marianne Niehaus. This is the Tom Chenault Show. Thank you. This is a great Saturday afternoon. I am telling you what, I am thrilled that you are listening to this show. I want you to buy this book called Building an Empire, the most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. We were talking to Brian Carruthers, the author, in the earlier segment about the importance of choosing your upline and whether or not it's more important than the product of the company. And I know he's got opinions on it, and I know Eric Worre from Stage and in his book says your upline does not matter. And I'm telling you, I don't disagree with that, but I also don't agree, because even though you are going to have to go it alone without an upline. It really helps to have a partner that's as deep in the game as you are. What do you think about that, Mr. Brian Carruthers?
Well, it is a good question. You know, obviously, if you have the opportunity, if you're getting ready to select the business that you're going to pursue as your vehicle, if you have a chance to select who your upline mentor is going to be, that would be awesome. To have somebody that's actually knowledgeable about how to build it, has already found the pitfalls and can teach you how to avoid them, you know, knows the exact formula to success in that particular business. If you find that person and they've got a vested interest in helping you, because that's the way our model works, that they're going to make money if you make money, that's perfect. But there's a lot of folks that, unfortunately, already have made their decision. They're already in their company. You can't change uplines once you've selected it and you've already joined the company. So from that point, you know, there are pros and cons. You know, the pro is having somebody that's vested in your success. But there's also a pro for maybe not necessarily having the greatest upline. For example, my mentor for my first few years of my company taught me a lot, but he actually chose to sell his business for seven figures to take that money and invest it in the real estate boom before the crash in 07, 08. And so at that point, I found myself a little bit orphaned. You know, there was no upline. There was nobody there for me. And it caused me, in a positive light, it caused me to learn faster and become a leader, step up my game. Because if I didn't, you know, then I'd just say, well, you know what, I have nobody to help me, I guess I'm going to fail. So it caused me to become a leader, a better leader faster than if I had somebody that I could use as a crutch and lean on all the time. So there are some pros and cons there. And I would just simply say, you know, just like there's children out there that unfortunately don't have parents and they have to get a foster parent. That's what I was actually, you know, convinced of about a year ago, is that there's a lot of orphans in the network marketing profession that don't have an upline because maybe the upline doesn't exist anymore, or maybe they've got a clash of personality, or maybe the upline just doesn't know what they're doing and can't really provide guidance properly. So that's why I came up with my blog a year ago called fostermentor.com, so I can, in a generic sense, or, you know, in a generic fashion, help people to learn a lot of things that maybe they're not learning, or get the inspiration or the encouragement that otherwise they might be lacking. So I do believe that having a great upline is great, but if you don't have it, don't let that be your excuse to not go to the great heights that you still can and still should, and get there even faster, because you can actually grow a lot faster by need.
So many people have complaints about their upline. I hear it every day, and here's who I am. I look you in the eye and I say, that's awesome. Go become the upline that you wanted that upline to be. And because you don't have that person, you need to be that person. And the way that you be that person is to read this book. And in your book, you talk about reading it once a month. And when I first glanced at the book and I said, man alive, that sounds like quite a commitment. I can tell you that reading this book once a month through the year would change your life. It's that good a book. And I can't believe you wrote it, Brian. I mean, how long did it take you to write this thing?
About a year and a half, you know, and obviously I'm you know, continuing with my life as a single dad with a 7-year-old son, 6 years at the time, and still building my business. I'm still running a 7-figure annual business that has certain demands, but, you know, nights and, you know, a lot of midnight hours, you know, I sit there and write a few chapters a night and then come back a week later, and I wanted to take the time to do it because I wanted to have a book that was a single reference guide that had every conceivable topic that you would ever want to find out about or learn in the whole network marketing profession. There's hundreds of books out there, but a lot of them have, you know, 3 topics, 5 topics, 10 topics. And, you know, in order to get all the information, you have to go out and read, you know, 40, 50 books to be able to get it all. I wanted to have one book that I can give to my downline associate that they, if they never talk to me again, they could still learn everything they needed to go to the 7-figure mark. And so for me, it took a year and a half of thinking about everything. And I wanted to take a long time because it was amazing. You know, 6 months in, 9 months in, 12 months in, I would have an epiphany. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's another chapter of the book. Based on experience, because I'm not, like you said, I'm not an author that, you know, has been removed from the actual doings of the business for years, or maybe never even did it, but just wanted to write about it. All the chapters came up when I was working with my own distributors or working with my own leaders.
We're going to take a little break.
And I saw another reason.
We got to take a break. This book is unbelievable. Go buy it right now. Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. We're coming back right after this for the final segment with him.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking to Brian Carruthers about this book called Building an Empire. Go to buildinganempirebook.com. Buildinganempirebook.com. And remember the book part. You're going to thank me later. Buildinganempirebook.com. All right, so we've been talking to Brian Carruthers. Marianne Niehaus, you were talking about listening to him from the stage in Las Vegas with Eric Worre and how he impacted your life. Speak about that a little bit.
Well, it was, you know, that was such a powerful event to be at, and I was fortunate and honored to be there, and I had to kind of, Tom wasn't able to come, so I let him know what was going on. Where were you, in Argentina somewhere?
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things that, and I can't remember, Brian, if you said it or who said it from the stage, but, you know, if you are a multi-billionaire in network marketing, that means you have developed multi-millionaires, and those multi-millionaires have developed millionaires. So speak a little bit to that, because I think what's so important is how this, when you come into this business and doing it the right way and starting off the right way, how you can build this and really help so many people along the way.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of people are in pursuit of their own personal success. And so success is defined in their head however they see it. It's objective. So, you know, they may be, you know, looking for the cars, the homes, the material trappings of success. They might be looking for their own personal time freedom, their own getting stress out of their life, their own, you know, respect and feeding their ego, which, by the way, is a good thing. Ego, and that's a whole different topic, a whole different show, but, you know, we all do everything we do for an ego, whether it be, you know, when I give to charity, I do it in an anonymous way. You would think, oh my gosh, it's so selfless. But everything that we do that's selfless is also selfish in a good way. It feeds our ego. I mean, when you give money away to charity, do you feel good or do you feel bad? You feel good. So you do it to make yourself feel good. And you're doing good for others to make yourself feel good. So it's all ego driven. But anyway, you know, success is individual. Significance is helping others, impacting other people's lives to help them become successful. So, you know, if you want to become somebody who's a legend in network marketing, somebody who has gone on to become one of those greats of all time, it's not going to be because they were the greatest salesperson or the greatest recruiter. It's going to be the person that created the most success stories. It's the person that can actually sit in the back of a room at a big event and never ever grace the stage with their magical presence. But they feel so complete because their team, their leaders that they helped to develop are up on stage getting all the spotlight and glory. That's where I want to be. I, you know, of course I enjoy being on the stage because I can directly impact people, but I'll feel like my work is complete. My life work and my ministry has succeeded and has been significant when my impact still lives on through the people that I've helped to pour into. And that's kind of where my mind and heart is right now. I make tons of money, and I don't need more money. Of course, like Paul J. Meyer used to say to me all the time, he said, Brian, I'm going to make as much money as I can before I'm gone because I'm going to give it all away before I leave this earth anyway. So for me, I love making money because there's great things to do with it. But that's not the main drive for me anymore, is helping other people to become significant as well.
Does that answer your question, Marianne? Does that speak to your point?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian, the first 48 hours in the business, they believed in you. They don't have product in hand. They don't know that the company's going to pay on time. They don't even have a check. How critical is that first 48 hours or that first week where you don't let the fire in their eye die down?
Well, first of all, you know, within a few days, if they haven't gotten a check, I call it their belief check, which means that they haven't gotten paid yet. Every hour that goes by, every conversation where they bring up this information to a friend or family member, they're at risk of being run off, of having their dream squashed. And so, you know, I always tell folks that, you know, you want to have that person get a small couple wins, W-I-N-S, get some wins under their belt. As fast as you can. Those wins are their, you know, that first commission check is their belief check. But, you know, let's say that person is not going to get a check. They're not going to make a sale in the first, let's say, a week. What can you do? What should you, what must you do to keep that person's fire lit? Well, a couple things you can do is, number one, welcome calls. You want to make sure that you introduce them to several people on the team. It can be upline, downline, sideline. Doesn't matter who they are, but just success stories where they can give them a quick 2 or 3 minute conversation with several people to instill. It's kind of like an inoculation. And so, you know, getting those success stories in their minds and tap their hearts. You know, the logical side of the business made sense to them with the product or the opportunity, but you've got to strike their, you know, pluck their heartstrings as well. So hopefully those stories will be compelling and heart touching. You know, secondly, one of the things in the back of the book I actually have, stuck in there is the inoculation page. And basically what that is every recruit I bring on board, I actually give them this one-page printout that basically has a picture of a syringe, like we use for a flu shot. And, you know, you give somebody a little shot of the flu so that it would prevent them, it would build up their immune system to it so they won't get the full-blown flu during flu season. You know, and that's kind of what I want to do with the network marketers. I want to let them know what's about to happen. I'm going to let them know ahead of time that they're going to have people that are going to tell them this business doesn't work or you're wasting your time. See, if I don't prepare them and they just go hear that, they're gone and they won't even return my call or answer it, so I will never be able to help them recover from that. So I give them a small little shot of the flu on the front end with that little printout so they can read it, and I'll even tell them about it. So that way they're prepared and they know, number one, that it's coming, and number two, why it will come. And that's why we have a very low percentage of attrition on the front end when we inoculate people.
Very good. I like that a lot, and I think that makes sense. I had a couple of guys yesterday in my business going, well, I want to do what the people out in California are doing. I want to do what the people in Kansas are doing. And the truth of the matter is they're all doing the same thing, and that is the system as defined in your book. They're getting excited. They're making a list. They're booking a private business reception. They're setting up a conference call. They've got a weekly business briefing. They're going to all the trainings and events, and they're going to the corporate convention over and over and over again. And if you look underneath network marketing, that's the fundamental thing all the Brian Carruthers of the world are doing. And I want to talk about one thing that everybody, and in your book you say, make this understand that this is something coming from strength, not weakness, and that is the three-way call. Talk about that, will you please?
Sure. That's a big, you just gave me goosebumps, so that's a big topic. I mean, I have had so many people that refuse to use third party, especially the people that are like the ones that really think highly of themselves. It's the mortgage brokers and the real estate brokers and the doctors and the attorneys, the people that actually have high self-esteem and great self-confidence, which, by the way, is great. I don't judge those people. That's awesome, and they probably deserve to feel great about themselves. But the reality is they think that it's a sign of weakness to lean on or rely on somebody else to answer their prospects' questions or to help close their prospects. And their whole opinion they were taught in corporate America was, you know, in order to earn more, in order to deserve a higher income, you've got to be a closer yourself. You can't rely on somebody else, otherwise they don't need you. In network marketing, it's the flip opposite. You know, a sign of strength in network marketing is putting your ego aside and recognizing the fact that you want to do what duplicates, not what works. You could be a silver-tongued salesperson that can sell anybody on anything. Good for you. That's detrimental to your network marketing business, because even though you might be able to sell everybody and close everybody and so forth, the people that you bring aboard your team, they're going to try to emulate and model what you did to them, and they're going to fail trying to do it with their contact. So you always got to remember that you got to do what duplicates, not what works. And you want to, you know, obviously, you know, remember that it's, you know, three-way calls, you know, whether it be on the telephone or maybe a third-party close at the end of a business briefing at a hotel seminar. You know, don't just sit there and try to close your person. Bring them up to the speaker who has the most credibility in the room and let the speaker close them for you. Or bring them up to one of the other top earners or top builders in the room and let them do it. You know, that's a sign of strength. And I'm telling you, so many people get in their own way because they don't understand. They think it's weak to use other people.
There's no doubt. And I agree with that 1,000%, everybody. My whole life is given. And I've been doing this business a long time, and I've got a huge organization like Brian. And every day my life is given where I do two, I interview two people, and I three-way one with my upline, or I don't go to bed. And people call me all the time and say, well, I want to be successful. And I go, really? Here's what you have to do. You have to do what I do. You get what I've got. And it's exactly in the line of what Brian is doing. And if you guys can do that, you will get rich. And the way to know where you're going is to buy this blueprint that Brian's got here called Building an Empire. The most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. And I said that slow, so it sinks in what you're trying to do here. If you're going to play like you're not a network marketer, you're probably not going to be one. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You know, like I said before, the people you meet and the books you read is going to dictate who you become. And in life, either you're growing or dying, you're getting ripe or you're getting rotten. And a lot of people feel like they've arrived. They get off the elevator. They stop doing what they were doing to get them to 10,000 a month, which is why they never get to 20,000 a month. I see people get to 50,000 a month and never make it to a rock a month, 100,000 a month, because they stop doing and stop growing. You know, for me, when I hit $100,000 a month, I could have easily said, well, you know what? I figured this thing out. I'm just going to just go on cruise control and just keep it there. Well, I want to keep on growing. I'm still reading books, but you don't have to have 1,000 books or 100 books. Darren Hardy talks about it. Paul J. Meyer used to talk about it before he passed. You only need about 5 or 10 books that you actually study from and take notes on and implement, pull something out of that chapter and implement it for the next 30 days in your business. So that's why this book has got 104 chapters. They're small. It's a 260-page book, so it's not long chapters. But if you just actually take one or two of these small topics or chapters, you know, each month and implement it in your business, it can help you to grow for years and years and years from now.
And the team culture is everything. You've got to have your team doing what you're doing, and you have to be doing what your team is doing for this thing to work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the frustrating things for me, being the author of the book, Tom, is that it's very awkward for me to promote my book to my team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a jam. You can promote it easily. You read it, you like it, you're promoting it to your team, and they're all going to get it based on your endorsement. But for me, it's self-endorsing. It comes across kind of obnoxious, you know. So for me, my team almost gets a short end of the stick because I'm trying not to be a big self-promoter. So hopefully my team will recognize that they need to go get this book.
So you got it.
And all the other network marketers out there, they're all going to go get it because people like you see how much it's going to help them. So
you're right.
We
got to go. We're out of time. Brian Carruthers, rock star, Building an Empire. Go buy it. We'll see you all right after this. Thanks.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And good morning, everybody, or actually afternoon. It is the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, and we are absolutely loving the fact that we are back on the air on Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. It is our commitment to give you the very best content of any radio show on the planet. And inside of that, know that this show is no infomercial. I don't take on people for money. I'll sell an ad once in a while because somebody just begs Ted Anderson so much and he can use the money to keep the station on the air. I don't take a penny of it. Why? Because I don't ever want anybody saying I have an ulterior motive to do this show. I don't interview companies and I don't interview scumballs unless I'm going to call them out. I only interview people that I feel make a contribution. Would you say that's us, Marianne?
Absolutely.
I mean, all day long, we're headed down to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals here, convention here pretty quick with Garrett McGrath and Keith Halls and that whole gang. And the reason that I do this show is because I believe so fervently that network marketing is the only game in town, that it's unbelievable. And this author that we've got today is named Brian Carruthers, and he's written a book called Building an Empire. And he's not one of those guys that decided to write a book because he was a failure in network marketing and figured the only way he was going to be able to ever make any money was to sell us a guide to something he never did himself. This is exactly the opposite. This guy has written a book for the ages, and I don't say that very often because there's a lot of books out there. This book is unbelievable. You want to buy it. It's called Building an Empire, the most complete blueprint to building a massive network marketing business. And it's at briancarruthers.com. But Brian is a rock star, and we're going to interview him right now. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Good to be on with you.
I
appreciate everything you do on these shows.
Well, this show today is a big show. And the reason it's a big show is because you have written a book that's just simply unbelievable. And the reason it's unbelievable, everybody, is because it takes you from kindergarten to a college degree at Villanova University, which is where Brian went to school, or Harvard, or whatever you want to call it. But Brian is a different animal for network marketing, because most people got successful as a result of incredible hardship in their life. Brian came out of a family that was pretty successful, and then ended up in the real estate business and was really successful, and chose network marketing when he realized what it would provide was not only money, but also time and lifestyle. So take it away, Brian. Talk about your past a little bit.
Sure. You know, I think one of the things that attracted me to the network marketing model in the first place was some of the rags-to-riches stories that I got a chance to witness or see firsthand. I got a chance to meet people that came from hard circumstances and came up on top. You know, because they got involved with the right business model, they had leverage, they had mentorship, they had the right opportunity in business to be able to do something for themselves, get out from underneath of somebody else's thumb, and become successful on their own. And, you know, people going from $20,000 a year in income, trying to figure out how to provide for their family, to six-figure incomes, and driving a new car, and putting their kids in private schools, and donating to their church and charities and so forth. When I saw those stories, you know, it was inspiring to me. You know, like you said, I did come from a family that was very successful in the real estate arena. My father built one of the largest real estate companies on the East Coast back in the 70s. And for me, growing up, I kind of just always knew that when I got out of school, and I was going to go to school because it was expected of me, and I was going to get my college degree, even though I got an accounting degree, I knew I was never going to be an accountant. It was just too boring to me. I couldn't even fathom that. I just did it because I was expected to get a degree and then come back out and go join my brother and father in the real estate business, and that's what I did. And so for me, to look at anything else, a lot of people thought I was completely nuts. You know, when I was already involved in, at the time, a 24-office real estate company, which basically had my future path already kind of spelled out and paved for me, people questioned why I had any desire to look at something else. But when I learned about network marketing and saw the stories of people not just having the income and the money, and the success, but they had time freedom, and they also did it by helping other people in real estate. I wasn't helping agents. You know, I just was putting them onto a treadmill. And I saw some of the same real estate agents that worked for my dad in the 70s are still in 2014. Some of them are still selling houses today, three decades later. I didn't, you know, to recruit somebody into the real estate business, was I really helping them get freedom, or was I putting them into a trap, onto a treadmill? So for me, network marketing was a way for me to actually, number one, break out on my own so I can do something of my own within my dad's shadow or taking on his legacy. But I wanted to do something for myself, prove my own worth, and do it in a way where I was going to help a lot of people in the process.
A type A guy like you that's used to pushing the pig through the python snake in real estate, how hard was it for you to transfer that sales ability that you had in real estate into a leadership ability, where not only are you learning to do something like sell, but you're also in a position of having to teach people what you learn? Was that a hard shift for you?
Yes and no. I think that some things that you learn in real estate, you know, about sales, you know, whether it be Tom Hopkins or, you know, the whole thing about, you know, learning how to be a salesperson, some of that stuff is helpful, but some of it actually it holds you back. So I had to unlearn a few things that I learned in sales. And quite frankly, you know, my style back then in real estate sales was a little bit more conducive to network marketing because I was.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.